Peter Tilden.
At 10! Woohoo!
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10 begins right now. Brought to you by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. He'll cook and beat anyone's advertised price. Your mattress is free, of course. So much to get to today. We got Kenny Rogers tickets to probably the last day of that. The Gambler's Last Deal. I'll tell you when to call for those tickets. And Ann Wilson of Heart. Great concerts. We got politics that we're going to talk about. We got the police cadet program that we want to talk about. Just so much to talk about. But the thing I got, usually I get stuff off my chest right away. So the thing I want to get off my chest is this potentially threatening of a lawsuit over these narrowed streets in Playa Vista and Playa del Rey. Because motorists have had it. We've just about had it. If you've had it, 800-222-5222. So you want to avoid the 405 freeway. You take alternate routes through Playa del Rey. We get it. And there's 24,000 vehicles apparently that go there. So people are complaining. But what did the Los Angeles officials do? They eliminated almost 10 miles of traffic lanes and added 4.3 miles of bike lanes in an effort to reduce the collisions. And this reduced collisions thing just makes it burns my buns. I'll tell you, this Vision Zero and mobility plan, I'll address them in a minute. But I've had enough. I just had enough of this. We're in a city where there is gridlock. It's costing us money. It's costing us time. It's causing us tension. And they keep doing this Vision Zero thing, which supposedly you eliminate lanes on busy streets because you're going to slow stuff down so that there won't be as many collisions and accidents with pedestrians. First of all, do they really do the right work when they're doing the research on these pedestrian accidents? Because remember, pedestrians can be drunk, they can be stoned, they can be distracted, they can be really stupid, and it could be their fault. Now, I don't want to go around hitting pedestrians, and I'd like to alleviate pedestrian deaths, but this is not the way you do it, because unless I'm an idiot, and I may be on this because I just get so venomous when this thing happens, when you take away lanes, it seems that cars go into neighborhoods that they normally wouldn't do. They reroute, and now they're going through neighborhoods which I think would endanger pedestrians. But the amazing thing is, when you look at the stats, you start looking and see what Vision Zero does. Let's see. First full year of LA's Vision Zero plan saw traffic deaths rise 43%. In New York City, they went up. In other cities, they went up. So maybe Vision Zero is not a smart thing. Maybe it's not the right thing to do. Is that possible? Could it be me? Could I be possibly wrong about this Vision Zero? Because they keep pushing this. The other thing is, I love that Vision Zero, let's get rid of deaths and pedestrian deaths and bicyclists. Let's get it way down to zero. But let's put bicyclists on Route 1. You have a bike path right next to the ocean that bicyclists can ride on. But no, let's have them ride on PCH. And that way, when I come up on you really quick on your bicycle, I have to swerve around you. And that's not going to cause any kind of aggravation or hassle. A gentleman named Morgan Peets is on. He lives in Ladera Heights, civil litigator. He's also kind of had it, too, with the West Side, the removal of these lanes and the fact that they're trying to get down to this zero accidents, zero deaths. How you doing, Morgan?
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're doing something about it. Am I wrong in this stuff? Am I just crazed, like we all are, from being out here for 25 years and watching the traffic get worse and worse, and yet they keep building these density projects, ostensibly near rail lines, because they say everybody in these density projects is going to use the rail lines, and they won't. And then I see, like, the incline in Santa Monica. They widened it. They spent, I forget, $17 million, $20 million. They took away a lane and they added a bike lane. I go by there all the time. I think I've seen one bicyclist, maybe seven bicyclists on the weekend use that. Is this prudent? Is this smart in a car culture?
Well, I think that the whole idea behind it is suspect. The idea behind the road diets, at least the ones that have been rolled out recently, is that you will somehow make LA's transit problems better by creating more congestion and creating gridlock, which will slow the drivers down and ultimately incentivize them, I guess, to get on bikes or other public transit options while supposedly making everyone more safe. And to me, it's just totally backwards. You know, the voters this last election cycle passed a ballot measure where everybody agreed that we need to spend more public money in California to reduce congestion. And here we have essentially the central prong of L.A. transit policy going forward, that the way we're going to fix L.A. transit issues is to intentionally create congestion in certain designated areas where there are already lots of traffic and lots of accidents.
Well, and let me ask you this, because either I'm stupid or I got it backwards, but if I'm going slowly down a street every single day, they remove a lane and I'm going slower, I'm making a left or a right, and I'm going through Brentwood, I'm going through Venice, I'm going through Mar Vista, I'm going through Encino, I'm doing everything I can to get where I have to go, and I'm going to use side streets, and I'm going to use residential neighborhoods. Does that seem like that's a really good idea when you want to have less injuries to pedestrians? Then wouldn't you think, when I'm going off a main route, because you've now slowed it down so badly, I'm going through neighborhoods where kids are playing and people are on bikes and elderly people are walking around. The traffic's got to go somewhere. They're not just going to sit there for hours. They're going to take alternate routes. And those are residential neighborhoods. Why don't they take that into consideration? And like I said, when I see the Vision Zero numbers, even that, they're going up. How do they justify that?
Well, I think that's exactly why so many of the residents who live close to these, you know, road diets is what the city calls them. The residents who live close to these things are, you know, positively livid. Everybody's so upset. And it's for precisely that reason. And, you know, maybe before the invention of Waze or Google Maps, you know, it wouldn't have been so bad. But, you know, now people put in where they're going in Waze, which, of course, is crunching the numbers, and trying to recommend the fastest route. And what's happened is that now that Venice has, you know, lost lanes, and Culver or Vista Del Mar or Pershing have all lost lanes, invariably the, you know, Waze application will start routing people through residential side streets.
Absolutely.
Which is exactly what we've seen, and I think a big part of the reason why all of the neighbors are so upset about all this. I mean, anecdotally, I can speak personally. They did this 2-3 years ago to a stretch of Motor Avenue that runs roughly between Sony Pictures and the 10, where they took it down from two lanes each way to one lane each way plus a bike lane. Similarly, now I drive that route very often. I work in Century City, so maybe not quite every day, but almost. And, you know, since they've done it, of course, predictably, obviously, Motor is much more congested than it was before. But the real impact, I think, has been on those little residential side streets that run parallel to Motor, where now you've got people, you know, cruising around, you know, through the side streets, you know, running stop signs in the morning, trying to avoid the invariable backup on Motor Avenue. And what's mind-boggling to me is that, you know, Venice, Culver, Vista Del Mar, Pershing are just the tip of the spear.
No kidding.
You know, if you look at the city's Vision Zero and, you know, Transit 2035 program, they have all kinds of major surface streets in L.A. picked out to do this to next. Jefferson, Sepulveda, Lincoln. If Councilman Bonin and Mayor Garcetti have their way, this is going to be coming for all kinds of major side streets around L.A. that I think, you know, L.A. natives typically use to get around because, of course, the freeways are, of course, a mess.
But what you're forgetting is, Morgan, we want all this congestion right in time for the Olympics to get here. Because then welcome. I don't know how they plan on doing that. But it's funny that City Council, with the high-density projects that they're doing, and we see it. We moved from a Los Angeles location. They're going to put in, we had 200 people in that building. And you took about 3 minutes to get onto La Cienega because it's congested, because the 10 is right there. Now you're going to put 2,700 people in that same area. How do you think that's going to work out for La Cienega and the 10 freeway there? And then I can't wait till they take it and then add a bike. How do the bikers have so much damn power? How does a recreational biker, nobody's biking, or excuse me, some people are biking to get to work, but we don't have a city where I see a lot of people on bikes with their briefcase getting to work. How do they decide we're going to spend this many millions of dollars to accommodate people with bike paths? Especially the one that really burns me is the PCH. That bike riders have to ride on PCH, even though there's a bike path next to the ocean that's right there. When did this shift happen? We're accommodating bikes. And by the way, putting bikes next to cars is really smart, too, because that's going to end well. But when did that happen? When did that big change happen all of a sudden when they decided we're going to slow down L.A.?
It's a great question, and it seems to be pretty recently. I'm in favor of the idea that people should be able to ride bikes, but it has to be done intelligently, and the city is not doing it that way.
Morgan, may I interrupt you? My wife and I ride bikes, okay? Well, we used to ride bikes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I do is I get a bike rack on the back of my car. I put the thing on the bike rack. I used to drive down to the marina. I used to park the car, take the bike off, and ride it on the bike path by the beach that was already there. Or drive it to somewhere where there was already a bike path. I didn't expect that I could drive out of my house and drive everywhere around the city and everyone would accommodate me because I decided to recreationally ride my bike. That's insane.
Yeah, and you know, that's part of the changes in Playa del Rey that have people scratching their head is, you know, there is that great bike path that runs along the Bologna Creek. And all of a sudden now there is sort of a parallel bike path along Culver at the expense of a lane of traffic each way on Culver. And, you know, oh, by the way, you know, they've now, that whole Playa Vista development is now coming online such that Culver was already slated to become increasingly burdened by traffic with all of the people who are moving in there in Playa Vista, such that, you know, that bike path in particular to me makes no sense at all. And by the way, it's dangerous too. I mean, that's the other thing that I find totally disingenuous about Councilman Bonin. Is supposedly the changes in Playa del Rey were made for safety. But that bike path that goes along Culver there is a death trap.
It's counterintuitive. I told you, the Vision Zero, look at the Vision Zero numbers. First full year, traffic deaths rise 43%. The other thing they don't take into account is, and I hate to, I mean, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, injured, or die, of course. We're all in agreement there. But we don't know if a pedestrian who got injured or hurt or killed was high, was running and not looking, was texting, was a moron. We have no idea, but they lump it in these stats and say, well, we got to stop all of that. How do you stop all of that? By stopping traffic? I don't think so. It's as we said, you stop the traffic, it's going to go to all the other neighborhoods, and it's going to make it worse. Before you go, you're doing this, you started a political action committee to fundraise for the campaign, and I know there's another one to fight L.A. gridlock, and more of these are popping up. How does somebody get involved in your action committee?
Yeah, so we're in the process of forming it. It's called Save Our Streets PAC. And, you know, if people are interested, they can email me at recall@gridlockmikebonin.com, and I'll be happy to put them on the list if they're interested in contributing. It's really sad, frankly, the way this has all been rolled out. And, you know, the Beach Reporter did a great story on this a couple of days ago that I would commend anyone to who wants to learn more about the facts, which talks about how, you know, there's some people who tragically died in Playa del Rey that are kind of being used as, you know, the face of Councilman Bonin's effort to claim why we need these changes. And I would encourage people to read that Beach Reporter story because the story it lays out there is, frankly, to me, appalling, which is that two people died on Vista Del Mar. They were hit by cars in the middle of the night. And that's sad, and it's tragic. And, you know, in 2013, the city traffic engineer recommended a couple of fixes to what was going to happen there. They said, you need to put in a crosswalk. You need to light it up right, so people don't die on Vista Del Mar at night. Well, they made those recommendations. Councilman Bonin toured the site himself personally. And then the city did nothing. Two more people die at exactly the same location. Basically, when those people ended up suing the city and saying, how come you didn't fix this problem in this particular area of Vista Del Mar, and the plaintiffs sought to depose Councilman Bonin, well, within weeks of seeking that deposition, the city settled the lawsuit, paid out $9.5 million to the plaintiffs after fighting them in court for years.
Amazing.
Immediately after that, all of a sudden an emergency is declared. And then we get all of these road diets on streets that aren't connected to Vista Del Mar. And the part to me that's just so shocking is, as far as I can tell, the underlying problem that caused people to get killed on this particular section of Vista Del Mar hasn't really been fixed. There's still no lights there. They reduced it down from two lanes each way to one, But that doesn't mean that in the middle of the night, people aren't still going to be driving fast right through that same section.
Listen to me, Morgan, it's stupid. You look at this and you stand back and you look at the whole picture and it doesn't make any, it really doesn't make any sense. And now that we have some numbers to look at and you can quantify this, if that's accurate, that after the start of Vision Zero, we're 43% higher. In traffic deaths, well, how does that work out? So thanks for coming on. I will stay in touch with you. By the way, are you related to Amy Peetz, the actress?
No, at least not that I'm aware of.
All right. I just thought I'd check. Morgan, by the way, is a, was it GerardFoxLaw.com?
That's right, Gerard Fox Law in Century City. You know, we mainly do trial work. But, you know, I'm talking about this because I, like many other people, I find it incredibly frustrating.
Well, I've had it. I've talked about it. I haven't talked about it in a while. But when I saw the numbers and I see how they just increasingly are spending a large portion, large dollars to add bike lanes and take away lanes and slow down areas and gridlock us, you can't sit back and go, this makes, there's no sense. It just doesn't make sense. It's not about safety. It's not about saving lives. It can't be because it makes no sense. It's counterintuitive. So you sniff and you pull back and you go, why is this? You've revealed a bit, especially in the Mike Bonin area. But this just doesn't make any sense. So I thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. We'll take calls. Thank you, Morgan.
My pleasure, Peter.
Take it easy. I'm going to take your calls. Ingrid and James and Forrest and Roberta and everybody wants to talk about this. We can talk about it a little while longer because it does ruin your day, and it does cost money, and it does cost time, and we're getting more and more gridlocked, and they're doing it intentionally. This isn't like they're trying to figure out how to make it better. They're making it worse intentionally. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition.
Early Kenny Rogers. The first edition. Hey, he's going to be appearing one of the top-selling artists of all times, The Gambler's Last Deal, and we got tickets to that, and we got tickets to Ann Wilson of Heart when we do the Peter Tillman News Quiz. I'll tell you when to call. Well, everybody wants to talk about traffic because it's really become worse and worse and worse every year. I've been out here for 25 years, maybe longer, and you just can't maneuver. And now with this Vision Zero insanity, and they quantify it finally, and you see deaths are going up. It didn't make sense when they were launching it, and I railed against it, but I thought, okay, let's back off for a bit and see what happens. But it's just counterintuitive. You're driving people into neighborhoods where it is dangerous. The city is being paralyzed. Ingrid in Mar Vista, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am a half a block south of Venice Boulevard, where all the action is. And a few years ago, they started putting in four-way stop signs all over the area between Venice Boulevard and Washington Place. Well, today, with what's going on, people are so ticked off that they're running all those stop signs that they put in.
What is it? Because, look, they shouldn't do it, but I got to tell you, you see it. You see how much worse it's gotten, how much longer it takes for people to go places. We used to go. We don't live that far from Santa Monica. We don't go there anymore. It's too hard to get in and out. Do you see a ton of bikers? No, on bike lanes. I don't know. Usually, it's funny. I said to Engineer Steve, usually it's follow the money. I don't get what the money is here. It's got to be somewhere because I don't understand that leisure bikers have this kind of money to affect the fact that you're putting bike lanes everywhere.
I don't know what the thinking is. I got to tell you, I have patients. It's at St. Joe's. It's 3 miles away from my house. I cannot make it in less than 30 minutes.
I know. And it, by the way, and it's not getting better because they're doing it to more and more streets. All right. A lot of people want to talk about this. James, hang on. I know you're in the 405. Forrest, Roberta, Richard, George, everybody else. We will talk about this. You can get it off your chest. Again, quantifying it, Vision Zero L.A., deaths rise 43%. So how do they come out now and say, this is a great program, we're going to continue to do this, it's working? Talk Radio 790 KBC.
KABC News is live and local at 10:30, and I'm Jeff Whittle. President Donald Trump told Fox News today his threat that he may have secretly taped then-FBI Director James Comey was a great move in response to this comment from an admiring Fox reporter.
It was a smart way to make sure he stayed honest in those hearings.
Well, it wasn't very stupid, I can tell you that.
Now, the reputation of LAPD's cadet youth program should not be tarnished by the actions of a few, according to the chief.
I find the actions of Kane, if they are proven, to be despicable, absolutely inconsistent with the ethics and standards of the Los Angeles Police Department.
That's LAPD Chief Charlie Beck, who slapped the cuffs on Robert Kane himself. Kane is accused of having a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old cadet, who's one of seven cadets accused of stealing patrol cars. Craig Lally, president of the L.A. Police Protective League, says it's still a good program.
A lot of these guys spend their own time with these kids. They spend their own money on these kids. So hate to see it tarnished because of one incident or one officer, and that's the sad part.
Lally was a guest on McIntyre in the Morning. I'm Leanne Tweeden, KBC News.
A woman was killed in Compton early today and may have been strangled by her boyfriend, who was detained for questioning. Deputies went to a residence on South Stoneacre Avenue around 2:20 a.m. The woman was then taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. She's now identified as 30-year-old Grecia Ayala. She lived at that residence with her boyfriend, and an autopsy is pending. And a fire damaged a 40-foot boat near the entrance to the Los Angeles Harbor around 9:20 this morning, and firefighters on boats went out towards Terminal Island and were able to quickly douse the flames and bail out the boat. Two people who were apparently on board jumped into the water to escape the flames, and they're now being evaluated for possible injuries. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Dodgers dumped the Mets 6-3 for their seventh straight win. The Blue slugged 15 homers in the four-game series. Angels beat the Yankees 10-5 to take two of three games in their series in the Bronx. Lakers selected UCLA point guard Lonzo Ball with the number 2 pick in yesterday's NBA draft as expected. Another Bruin also win in the first round. Pacers took UCLA's TJ Leaf with the 18th pick. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more till then at 10. Next, KABC News Time, 10:30.
A little bit of Hart and Wilson tickets next hour, along with Kenny Rogers, Talk Radio 790 KABC. So, everybody wants to talk traffic because we're all suffering together. And this Vision Zero thing, it finally reached DEFCON, whatever the highest DEFCON is for me. Especially when I see that it didn't work. Traffic deaths rising. And the assumption, I guess, is when a car hits a pedestrian or kills a pedestrian, that it's the car's fault, and the pedestrian maybe wasn't high, stupid, running, texting, and that by slowing down cars and adding more bike lanes, that's going to make the huge difference and not drive people into neighborhoods where they shouldn't be and paralyze the city. It makes no sense, and it's getting worse. So let's see what you think. Let's see. Robert in Studio City, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Peter. First of all, I'd like to make a comment before my original statement that I wanted to say.
Okay.
Comparing Amsterdam or Rome or Florence with Los Angeles, it's ridiculous because those cities were built so long ago, they can't possibly accommodate, you know, more than maybe one lane for vehicles.
Well, also, have you been to Amsterdam?
I have not. Our neighbor
okay.
is over there.
So here's the deal. Aside from the red light district, which is just a wonderful area for the kids, it's a tiny city. It's made to bike. It's made to walk. You can walk the whole city. It's not L.A. It's not sprawling.
Exactly. That's the way it is in most European cities because they were built long before we were driving V8, SUVs around and so forth. So, but my original comment was... I think probably we're going to find out the statistics are going to show that emergency service vehicles are going to have a harder time because have you ever been behind a biker? They don't give way. So if there's someone in the bike lane and that policeman or that fire truck or whatever has to get to where they're going and use the bike lane, good luck in trying to get the biker to move out of the
way. Well, you can't fit through anywhere. They've eliminated lanes in certain neighborhoods. And you're exactly right. So when you see that the deaths have gone up, okay, that's on street deaths, what about factoring in how many emergency vehicles couldn't get there on time and they lost that extra 3 minutes or the extra 5 minutes for somebody with a heart attack or a stroke? You're exactly right. Let's see if I can fit one more in before this break and we'll keep going here. Forrest in downtown LA. You're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. I'm a born New Yorker, but the answer to the traffic problem is already here in the form of rail transportation and express buses. They're brilliant. They run on a schedule. There might occasionally be some anthropology on board, but really not so much. But I can get from downtown to Santa Monica in much faster than I ever could drive. And if it's really point A to point B and then back home, it'd be insane to drive my car.
If you're lucky to be in an area where you can take transportation like that, it's great. Unfortunately, they should have done it years and years ago, and they should have run it down the 405, down the center of the 405. There's a lot of things they should have done. But this
is... I see now they're talking about monorails on the freeways, which is very smart.
But right now, the express
buses run brilliantly.
But this makes no sense. And a lot of the buses are slowed down because you've lost lanes also. So they have to deal with the gridlock in traffic. Richard, going to take a brief break. When I come back, I will start with you, because you've got an idea on how to move traffic around. And we've got a lot of other subjects to talk about, too. But this was just a big one, because the gridlock is getting so bad. I talk to people every day that say that it's so bad, I think I'm going to move out of the city at this point. It's gotten to the point, as the first caller said, where you go 3 miles and it takes you a half an hour. 800-222-5222. Peter Till and the 10 continues after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Till and the 10 continues with Richard in Long Beach. You're on Talk Radio 790. How you doing, Richard?
Hey, Peter. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Appreciate you being on in the morning. It's so good.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, I was being a little sarcastic when I told the screener, I said they ought to make all the city workers drive. They can drive for the city limits, but after that, they have to use a bike to get to work.
Well, I think it's a great idea, except for one thing, and I'm glad it was tongue-in-cheek. They're called, you know what they're called? They're called unicorns, people who drive their bikes to work, because nobody's ever seen one. Where are they? Where is this? If somebody can cap this argument off or this discussion off with where's the money? Usually this stuff is done because somebody is pocketing coin.
That's true. Long Beach also. I have to believe it because they claim they don't have enough money to have the police up to the amount they need. But yet they are just constantly tearing the roads up, putting in, the, you know, repainting, moving the traffic closer to the middle of the street. I mean, not the middle, of course, but, you know.
And taking away space, taking away lanes.
Taking away the space, and they don't realize that someone comes home at night, and then they park there, and they open their door, and the guy coming up, his peripheral vision isn't too good, so he's closer than he thinks.
If anybody can explain
the door,
to me.
Well,
thank you, Richard. I appreciate it. We're all very frustrated by this, and I thank you for holding on. But if anybody can explain to me, just to cap this off, like I said, where's the money in Vision Zero? They say ostensibly it's about saving lives. Well, if the quantitative analysis shows that it's going the other way, it's more dangerous. In New York City, it's not working. I looked at least four cities that do this Vision Zero thing. If it's not working, why are they pushing it so hard? What is going here that I'm not seeing? But I hope some of these lawsuits happen and they get to reverse some of these intersections in some of these roads so we can get car lanes back. I don't want to see more people hit, but this is not the way to do it. It's just, it's inane. It's stupid. It's wrong. Cosby juror is talking. I got some sound from a Cosby juror. It's interesting. Not what you thought. The split was not what we thought as far as the jury room. And some are talking about the reason that Cosby trial went to a mistrial and why it was so hard to make a decision and why they fought for so long. We'll talk about that. We've got some politics to talk about. And also this police cadet academy. What's going on there with cadets joyriding in police cars and taking stuff? And now the chief had to arrest an officer because he's allegedly having sex with a 15-year-old cadet. We'll talk about all of that. And I got tickets for Kenny Rogers and Ann Wilson of Heart, too. 800-222-5222. Peter Till and the 10 continues after this.